At the Super 322 drive-in movie theater in Woodland, cars are lined up along Route 322, awaiting their turn at the ticket booth.
Okay. Hello, how are you?
Good.
How many here?
Two adults, one child.
Okay, maybe 15.
The family-friendly double feature of Despicable Me 2 and Monsters University has drawn quite the crowd.
And a hearty welcome to our drive-in theater.
Families are making themselves comfortable in minivan trunks, truck beds, and the occasional convertible. Kids are running around and playing, nary an eye device in sight. There's a line forming for popcorn and hot dogs.
Did you fail to dress up for tonight's show? No tie, an old shirt and slacks, a house dress? Well, don't give it a thought. We're glad you came as you are. We just want you to enjoy yourselves.
Oh, we've been here quite a few times. We come because, well, number one, it's very nostalgic. We've done it as kids. We brought our kids. And now, as you can see, we didn't bring any kids. But, no, we like the drive-in. It's economical, and it's just a great experience. I think everybody should do it.
Allison and Mike Yoha are from Du Bois. They've come in a Mustang convertible. Their son came separately and doesn't plan on interrupting mom and dad.
He says, you two are on a date. You stay over there.
The atmosphere at the drive-in is decidedly retro. Neon signs glow against the darkening sky. The pre-show music is from the 50s and 60s. If it feels like you've stepped back in time, that's just what Bill and Barb Frankhauser have in mind. They own and run the Super 322. Barb remembers coming to this very theater when she was a little girl.
It represents nostalgia. We like that. We grew up with this.
Perhaps the element that evokes the strongest sense of nostalgia, at least to the Frankhausers, are the reel-to-reel projectors.
The projectors, our projector heads and our sound heads, are the original. They were probably put in 1949, and it was opened, the drive-in itself was opened in 1950. All the gears are metal gears, and they'll run forever.
But they won't get the chance to run forever. This is the last year the Super 322 will be showing 35mm film because Hollywood studios are all moving towards digital distribution. Theaters like the Super 322 are being forced to switch to a digital projection system.
And to me, it felt like losing a perfect, beautiful 57 Chevy convertible.
Bill's grown attached to the machines that have been around most of his lifetime.
I grew up with this stuff, worked with it, and, you know, it becomes part of you. This spring, whenever I came in and set the lenses and checked everything, I thought to myself, this was the last time I'm going to be doing this with this equipment. And it was kind of sad.
Bill's been working reel-to-reel projectors since he was a teenager. His father worked at the Ritz Theater in Clearfield in the 50s. Bill often kept his father company at work, and by the age of 17, he could run the equipment himself.
I would go and watch, you know, some of the action movies as I was in the projection booth. I was hooked.
The rest is history. Bill has been a projectionist in theaters all over central Pennsylvania. The Frankhausers bought the Super 322 in 2001, but Bill's been running the projector there since 1979, soon after he and Barb were married. Barb joined her new husband at the projection booth and watched movies as he worked. Before long, she was hired to sell tickets. She can't help but feel sentimental about losing the projectors.
The sounds of the projectors, the sounds of the shutters. If I happen to get done cleaning up before Bill's done with the movies, I could come in the booth and sit down in a chair and fall asleep to that clicking sound.
The move to a digital projection system isn't just emotional. It's also expensive. The Frankhausers estimate the switch will cost up to $100,000. This includes new equipment and necessary renovations to the projection booth. The Frankhausers have been putting money aside each year since they first caught wind of the impending change, but they'll also have to take out loans. And running a drive-in is hardly a lucrative business.
I think all drive-in owners will say, no one would ever do this for all you get out of it, you know, money-wise. You're never compensated for the number of hours that you put in. So you're not doing it for the money, you're doing it for the love of the drive-in.
And all the work at the drive-in happens after the regular workday. Barb works full-time as an administrative assistant for the county controller. Bill is recently retired. Over the summer, the Frankhausers put in at least 12-hour days at the theater on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays when the drive-in is open. But they are also there every weekday evening, cleaning up after the previous weekend and preparing for the next showing.
Everything centers around this. We sort of give up our whole summer just to keep the drive-in going.
The Frankhausers aren't complaining. They love the drive-in. And with drive-ins closing across the country, they're determined to keep the Super 322 open.
Whenever you see happy patrons out there and the kids running around and everybody, you know, it's worth it. It's worth it. We just want to save this for future generations. That's our goal.
Okay, just because everybody hates it doesn't mean it's not good.
At dusk, the crowds are quiet as the first movie plays. The stars are coming out. You can smell popcorn in the air.
This is what I live for.
The Frankhausers don't have any children to take over the family business, but Bill and Barb are considering setting up a trust to keep the drive-in running long into the future. I'm Kate Lau-Schaffner, WPSU.
Finding a job tomorrow morning.